Elite Series Pro Greg Hackney. You know, you and I get to talk on the phone and do all that kind of stuff. It's nice to see you in person, of course.
Yeah, it really is. I wish the weather was a little better, but we still going to have a big time.
Well, we're down at the Strike King Riders deal, and, of course, you're one of the Strike King members. And, you know, Greg, I guess I want to reflect a little bit on the season. You finished 11th in the season, and you know, everybody thinks that's a down year for Greg Hackney, but I think it's because you started so hot. When you came out of the chute, you're fishing FLW and Bass, and every tournament you're in the top three, you know, and everybody's saying, well, this guy's a phenom.
That's kind of the way fishing works. You have up and down. I feel like I kind of salvaged this year. I don't feel like I had a bad year, but, I would have liked for it to have been a lot better.
When you look at it, I mean, you look and reflect back, the competition at both FLW and Bass, very, very good, phenomenally good, and, you know, it depends on what you want to fish and all that, but now, was it hard for you? I mean, you had to make a decision a couple of years ago to go to the Elite Series and kind of matched up with your sponsors and family obligations, some of those kind of things, but I know you really still like the FLW and would like to have a chance to go back.
You know, that was actually probably one of the hardest decisions that I'd ever had to make. You know, I just won the FLW Angler of the Year, and the Elite deal had just come up with 11 tournament schedules for the next year, and you know, honestly, I had to think long and hard about that deal. I really hate that I don't get to fish both anymore. I really enjoyed to fish the FLWs. Don't have any problem with anything over there. I read about all the tournaments over and miss not being over there, but it was a business decision, you know, strictly a business decision. I love Bass. I was fishing Bass, fishing FLW, but it just, you know, it came down, it was better for my family, a better business decision for me to fish Bass at that time, you know, and I felt like it was one of those deals I was forced into that decision, and you know, not to take anything from either one. I mean, I enjoy what I do now, but I'd really like to fish back over there again.
Well, it's kind of funny because there's anglers on the FLW side say, we got the best anglers in the world. Then you get on the Elite side and they say, we got the best anglers in the world. All right, I'm going to get Greg Hackney's opinion. You know, what do you think about that?
Actually, I fish both places and it's hard to compete on both. I really can't say there are some of the best fishermen in the world on both tours. I mean, that's the honest deal. I don't put one over the other one as far as the fishermen go. You know, some of the Bass guys are a little more well-known. They've been around a little longer. The FLW guys are good. You know, I felt like when I won the FLW Angler of the Year, I mean, that was a true testament. You know, that's something that no one can ever take from me. And I, you know, for me personally, that was a huge achievement. That was one of my biggest goals in fishing was to win that. And because I felt like, for a whole year, I beat some of the best guys in the world. So I think they're both tough. They both have good fishermen. Honestly, I think they're both good. I don't know. I can't say which one's the best.
Oh, come on. You got to stick your neck out. No, really, I think you're right. I think what you're looking at is there are certain leagues that fit certain people. And, you know, it's one of those positions where if I like fishing this, you ought to fish it. And if you like fishing, you know, if you like fishing FLW, fish it. If you like fishing the Elite Series, fish it. I mean, I don't see where there's a competition, and I've never figured out, you know, that discussion. But I think it just kind of makes the sport fun, too, and hearing guys saying, oh, our league's better than Bass, or Bass's league's better than FLW.
You know, I think the Top Gun World Championship is the only time that the two different competitors have gotten together. And, you know, and I think they both performed equally. I think the Bass guys and the FLW guys, we were all on the same lake, and at that time I was one of both. So, we all fished equally, you know. So I don't think anybody out there can say one's better than the other.
You know, I like that whole format, you know, was something we stuck our necks out and tried to do that thing. And you look at it and you look back at it, you know, it was unique because you guys were all, and it was relaxed. You were able to fish in a relaxed atmosphere, and it was kind of neat to see you guys kind of going head to head. And it was kind of a pride thing, which league you were in.
Yeah, it was. And see, I was on a win-win situation because I was fishing both, so it didn't matter.
Well, let's talk about, you know, sponsorships and stuff like that. Of course, you've had, you know, a great run, you know, when we kind of came out, you know, at Gonzales, Louisiana. We've heard all about the whole story about growing up in Arkansas and all that kind of stuff. But when you hit the tours with such a vengeance, you know, people said, Greg Hackney, well, he looks like he's doing pretty good. And then all of a sudden, Greg Hackney's doing good in every tournament. That helps you with your sponsors too, right?
You know, it really did, because when I first started, I didn't have any sponsors, and so it was one of those deals, either you perform or you don't eat. So you know, I had a little extra push there behind me, and you know, I had just gotten married, we just had our first child. You know, I don't know. Like I said, fishing's kind of a roller coaster ride. I've been blessed. I haven't really had a bad year. I can't really say that. Oh yeah, like this year, I want to complain. You know, it wasn't as good as some have been in the past. But you know, as long as I can continue to make a living at doing this, and you know, I've qualified for the Bassmasters Classic again next year, and that's a huge goal of mine every year. So you know, I don't have any complaints. Next year, I would like to come out and kind of fish like I did a year ago. You know, or 2 years ago. I mean, I haven't really been doing it that long, and so if every year is as good as this year, I don't guess I've had a bad career.
Let's talk a little bit about, you know, where you're at with the whole idea of the Classic and how important that is. You know, when I look at the Classic, it's still a pinnacle of sport. FLW Cup, of course, is raising the bar over there, and you got to applaud what Irwin Jacobs is doing, but the Classic's still the Classic.
You know, the big deal about the Classic is the purest form of the sport. I mean, you don't buy your way in. I mean, you have to qualify. Everybody, and it's such a huge goal to get to the Classic that, I mean, it's been blood and guts all year to get there. I mean, it's a tough deal to make it to the Classic. I would say that's the hardest thing to qualify. The hardest tournament there is to qualify. And I think that's what makes the Classic such a big deal. Is the Classic hard to win? Yeah, I guess it is. I haven't been able to win it yet, but I think it's almost harder to get there than it is to win it. If you look down the list of this year of the who's who that didn't make the Classic, and that goes to show you how hard it is to make it. I'm talking about some big names in the sport. Some really, really great fishermen this year that are not going to be at the Classic. I mean, that's how hard it's become to make the Classic. I mean, it's blood and guts. It's war out there to make the Classic.
You know, some guys hit the ball off the tee well. Some people putt well. But I think you're kind of the middle irons guy. You're a grinder, man. And, you know, these sled fests that you're going to, you know, you look at it, and, you know, whenever I remember you doing super well, it was because it was a grinder, man. You come in with that, and everybody's looking at your bag and going, how in the world did he catch him? You know, now everybody's catching a 20-pound bag. What do you think of that?
You know, it has, it is, in a way, it is really... I won't say it's hurt me. I mean, we've been able to go to some awesome places and catch unbelievable stringers of fish. I mean, you know, the last couple of years have been years. I'll bring in 25 pounds and be disgusted, you know, when I weigh in because I'm in 17th place with 25 pounds and 40s leading it or like that. And so I've really had to change the way I fished. You know, used to you'd go out there and grind you out five and, you know, in a lot of the tournaments, catching limits were big deal. You know, now it's not really catching limits. It's catching huge limits of fish. And so, you know, I think in a way a lot of guys have been spoiled. I mean, we'd go down a lake where you can just go down the bank. I'd catch 15 pounds down that bank with a spinner bait. Now, that just doesn't happen that often. So, I've really, the last couple of years, I'm having to change the way I fish. Used to, you go to the lake 17 or 18 pounds, you caught a bag like that. You know, you were top the leaderboard. Now, you catch that, you're in 40th. We've got some tournaments coming up next year that, honestly, I believe it'll take 50 pounds or better to get a check after 2 days. I mean, that's the kind of lakes we're fishing now. So, I've kind of had to change the way I'm fishing. I'm having to adjust to that. It hasn't been that easy for me. I have struggled with it a little bit because, you know, you get on 4-pounders and you're having to go that little bit farther and get on 6-pounders. And it's kind of changed the way I've been fishing. So I really am a grinder, you know, and I look forward every year. I look down the list for next year and see which one of those tournaments are going to be a grinder. And those are the ones that I look forward to the most.
I got to laughing. You know, we got this little package of stuff from Strike King here. And, you know, I'm looking through it and saying, boy, you know, that Rage Tail looks good and a lot of these other things. Then I get to these finesse worms. And there's a picture of Kevin Van Dam and Greg Hackney on the finesse worms. Tell me about this, man. I'm thinking you guys are the power dudes, man. What's that?
You know, that's the funny thing about that. My strong suit definitely, like growing up and when I first started, was fishing shallow, power fisherman. But some of my best finishes in both tours, FLW and BASS, have been finesse fishing. My first tour level win came on a finesse worm. Really the best tournament I had this year was drop shotting in 40 foot of water with a finesse worm. It's something that I really like to do. I know it probably doesn't fit my profile, and nobody knows that, but I spent a lot of time growing up with light line. Now, it wasn't really a factor in the tournaments at home growing up, but I enjoyed to do it. So when I was just out fun fishing, I spent a lot of time with a spinning rod, and that's probably really helped me. Now, I'm not, like, it doesn't, if we flip in cypress trees in 3 foot of water, I'm at home, or if we're fishing a rock pound 40 foot of water, now I'm at home, and I really enjoy to fish deep. I think I struggle more, like, with the ledge type tournaments, the Kentucky Lake offshore, because there's so much ledges. But if I can get out on a place and graph those fish with my Lorentz electronics, that's like fishing offshore. If I get over top of those fish and can see them, I feel confident that I can catch those fish. And so I feel like now my strong suit is real, real shallow and real, real deep. And I like both.
Well, I'm not going to jinx you, but I'm going to say you're going to be in the top five, maybe win this thing this year. So now you're held to it.
I'm behind you all the way.
Thanks, Greg. Thanks for being with us at Bass Fan Radio.
Yeah, enjoyed it. Talk to you later.